Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 33. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Today we will be discussing the tech news following... Today is January 5th, I know, but I don't really know if it's like this week because we haven't done a real show in a couple weeks. But at the same time, it's been pretty quiet, so there actually hasn't been a lot of real news.
Super quiet.
Because everyone was on their holiday... There's a word, I'm sure, for it. Holidays?
Christmas?
No.
New Year's?
Holiday vacation, holiday break, holiday...
Christmas?
Hiatus, is, I think, was the word I wanted. But, anyway, so we'll be going over whatever we feel is relevant for whatever we feel like doing,
I guess. We're going to talk about whatever we want.
That's right.
Because it's ours.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
If you're listening live, we actually started right at 8 today,
boom.
Thursday night, which is when we shoot for every week. It's always Thursday, whether or not we actually hit our 8 o'clock start is sometimes up in the air. But if you're with us live, you can always join us in the chat. Otherwise, you can always find us on iTunes later and check out our website, bleedgeek.com. But it has been, it's starting to pick up finally, the news anyway. Things are starting to leak from CES and whatnot.
CES.
But there hasn't been... It still hasn't gotten that crazy yet. Next week's episode, I think, is going to be packed.
Yeah. Well, full of rumors.
Well...
And then the following week.
No, because it starts on the 10th. Which is... Saturday is the 7th. Sunday's the 8th. So starts Tuesday.
Oh. I feel like they saved the cool stuff for last, though.
It's only 3 days, though. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, and we podcast on Thursday.
Yeah. Shit. That's kind of convenient, actually.
It is. Man.
Most of the news will have been wrapped up. Right?
Yes, sir.
Seems to be, anyway.
Yes.
But, yeah. So, did you have a good New Year and holiday break?
Didn't have much of a break, I feel like, because I didn't have any vacation. So, but New Year's was, I mean, we talked about Christmas already, but New Year's was nice. We got to enjoy a nice snowfall, finally. We got a couple inches Saturday night, but, yeah, as you would know, we were over at your place, me and the wife, for New Year's, so it was lots of fun, though. Just not having to drive anywhere, and just bought some alcohol and had a few to drink, and yeah, no, it was all good, though. I was fine with that. I didn't want to be out and about. Not my thing.
The snow was huge, too. I mean, like, big flakes. It was a cool snowfall.
It was.
Snowfall.
It was.
Snowfall.
Snowfall.
We probably shouldn't get into that again. Our news is kind of scattered today, but one of the things from earlier this week, though, Yahoo appointed a new CEO. They put in PayPal's Scott Thompson is the guy that took over. They had was it Carol Bartz? Was she the old CEO?
Yes.
Yeah, they had fired her before. And, yeah. But I think Yahoo's just kind of on this downward spiral anyway, right now. There keep being all these rumors of it being sold and what's going to happen to it. No one knows. Do you have any thoughts on the Yahoo? Do you care about Yahoo?
Not really. As long as I can still go there and get my top 10 news stories that's happening during the day and I can leave... That's all I use Yahoo for anymore.
It's funny. I hear a lot of people, like, whenever I've heard anything about Yahoo, the thing they always bring up is, yeah, I go there for fantasy football. That's it.
That's funny.
Which, I mean, we use that when we first started in a couple of our leagues, and I use it still in one league. But I feel like the NFL now, NFL.com has just got such a better experience now. I mean, as they should. They are the NFL.
They certainly should.
But it's funny that that's what always people always go back to. But Yeah. So, it's, I mean, it's not huge news because the spot had to be filled anyway. But it's still interesting to see what will happen with Yahoo.
Whether, definitely.
I think things will be different for them, very different at the end of this year. Kodak, everyone thinks is about to file for bankruptcy. It hasn't actually been reported yet. I think the Wall Street Journal said, sources close to the matter.
Right.
And we talked about it, I feel like it was forever ago.
It was, well...
like 3 months or something?
Yep. It was something like that.
That they were selling off, they were having patent auctions, basically, to try to stay afloat. So, I mean, it's too bad. Kodak is a solid company. Or they were at one point, I guess. I think they're kind of left in the dust with the digital era was ushered in. But... I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on Kodak?
No. They should have realized a couple years ago that they needed to do something. And, I mean, like, yeah, their business is just, it's not there anymore. You know, I mean, the whole digital world has really taken over. And I feel they came 2 weeks late.
It's funny, I saw someone today talking about, you shouldn't count anybody out. I mean, look at Apple. They were at that same point, you know, in, like, what, 97?
Yeah. But I feel like the scene that Apple and Kodak are in are too... And, I mean, I won't say Kodak is done, but they would need to do a 180 with their company entirely. I think they would need to come up with a new business strategy.
Well, I think... society has changed. I mean, that was 15 years ago, more, you know. I think society has changed so much just with the internet and the way technology works now. Like, I think it's like, it seems more make or break these days than it, I mean, people start, you know, moving on before, and the way rumors spread, and everything. You know, it's not like, oh, I have to wait for it tomorrow in the daily newspaper. It's, oh, that just happened. Okay, I'm going to sell my, you mean, well, it's like, even in the stock market, it's got to be drastically affected, you know?
Like, look at just even how, like, our own kind of views on things are now. Like, just with the whole internet world that is, you know? It's like, back in the day, like, say, when we were in high school and stuff, you know, like, news happens, and you don't hear about it till the next day, because you have to wait for a newspaper, basically. And then everybody's talking about it for a couple days. Where now, it's like when you think about stuff, like when we were talking, like, our year in review, you know, it's like, that was only 6 months ago.
We're a lot more ADD.
Everything's just like, you know, it's just like one after another. There's no sit and really dwell on it. It's like, okay, what's next?
Yeah. We've become such a fast-paced / ADD society, I think. I mean, it's just, even like commercials, they're coming smaller and smaller, like 30-second clips, like YouTube's about short videos. I mean, it's like everything that society is becoming is just, you watch the Sprint, is it the Sprint commercials that have it now, or is it the Verizon commercials where they have LTE, so they're, like, all the commercials are, that was so 47 seconds ago.
Oh,
I think it must be Verizon, because it's LTE network's gotta be. Because they have the largest LTE network, so it only makes sense, but...
Those ones are funny.
They're like, oh, did you hear that? Oh, that was... It's funny, because it reminds me of us a lot, actually, but...
Old news.
Yeah, but it's just, it really is kind of the way the world is becoming, like...
It's true.
Times are changing.
Yeah. And who knows what'll happen to Yahoo. Moving on, I guess. The Roku box. Do you know, Pat had one. He's going to sell it to me now. But
why?
Why? Because he's buying a PS3.
Why are you buying it?
For the bedroom. And because I want a Roku box. Check it out. It's a good price.
F you. How much?
$30.
F you.
Anyway.
God, you suck.
They are... Roku announced that they are going to sell... a boxless Roku, essentially just kind of like a USB drive, but instead of a USB, it's HDMI. and it just hooks right into your TV like that, and it has all the apps and the software right on it, and wireless built in, and
it's sweet. I saw that
you could, it only supports certain TV. There's a certain feature on TVs that isn't standard yet, that it only supports those type of TVs. But I think in a few years.
I wonder what it is.
I can maybe look real quick.
But we can come back to it. That's fine.
Right. But it seems pretty cool. I mean, and if they really started to selling them as add-ons to TVs, I think would be pretty good idea. They're still going to sell for the same price, between 50 and 100 bucks, which is what they sell now. What they sell them for now is that price.
Did the HD Roku on sellout that Woot yesterday for $60 refurbished, but they're sweet.
Hmm. Yeah.
You should be selling it to me instead of being a Jew.
I should be selling you what?
Pat's Roku.
Why? You want to buy it from him?
Yeah. Because you have an Apple TV.
MHL-enabled TVs.
I'll have to look.
It's a protocol that allows TVs to remote to talk to an attached device.
I wonder if that's...
It's kind of like a software feature.
Yeah, because I know, on the back of my TV, it has a USB port, and it's only supposed to be for servicing it.
Right.
But you can hook up a USB, to do pictures or music. You can hook it up to the back of it, and it'll read it in. So... That'd be sweet.
Just have a little... It's essentially a USB drive, then... Yep. And, really, you could take it places.
You could go anywhere with it.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, I don't...
I think that would be an even cooler feature for... and eventually Roku, I'm sure, will have something similar to AirPlay. But, with Apple, with my AirPlay, it's nice because my phone, I can shoot anything to it. And it's pretty seamless. But... Who knows? Roku. I think Roku's going to have a good year this year.
If they can keep their prices down like they're doing.
Yeah, set-top boxes. High end, $100 isn't that expensive. At all.
Especially for what you get out of it.
Yeah, because it says it will be sold bundled with supported TVs and individually as well. So, something to look forward to, perhaps. Someday soon. It didn't have a launch, I think, mid-year.
Oh, man. You got some people.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sorry. ADD in here.
Yeah. That happens a lot. Apple... There's been a ton of Apple TV... so many Apple TV rumors that I'm not even paying any... I can't even pay attention to them anymore. I saw something.
You just need to quit listening about Apple. Tell them you guys are silly.
It's on everything, though.
Yeah, I know.
The latest rumor I saw today was that they're not getting their software licensing deals in order, that they don't think it'll be out this year. But, no one even knows if they're even really building a TV. It's all speculation. It's funny, though, because I
read an article today that They're not sure when they're going to get it released, because right now they're having problems securing content. And it's if anybody is anybody, they would sign with Apple. Because
why wouldn't they?
Exactly.
Because everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Well, I read an article talking about Apple and T-Mobile, why T-Mobile doesn't have the iPhone yet. And it's Apple is predicting T-Mobile's demise. And it's why would they care if T-Mobile is going to go under? You would think that all they care about would be bottom line. If they sell a million phones on T-Mobile and T-Mobile goes under, somebody's going to acquire T-Mobile. Somebody's going to get their spectrum. It's not like those users are going to be SOL.
Have fun. Yeah. I don't know. It would... I've heard that it's said because their network can't support the iPhone, but I don't know. That doesn't...
AT&T's couldn't handle it.
Well, I know, that's...
It's
But, I don't know.
Good one.
But who knows? I still stick to my conspiracy theory that they didn't get it because they wanted to merge with AT&T and they thought that would help them if they didn't have it. But at the same time, it kind of makes... It's not that their network isn't couldn't handle it. I think it's that it's not as compatible. Like, that's why when you jailbreak it, you can only use Edge and not 3G. Something about the 3G is slightly different.
I don't know. I think... whatever.
But yeah, they make two different phones already for the CDMA and the GSM, so I don't know.
Right. It doesn't make sense. But...
I don't know why it would matter.
Neither here nor there. I don't even care. I don't even want an iPhone anyways.
It's funny because, well, yeah.
Give me my Nexus.
It's not even, yeah. Well, if T-Mobile would get the Nexus.
If they'd get their shit together.
Before you know it, you're going to be on Sprint. But before we get to that, I saw also that everyone was mentioning that Apple probably loves this because even before CES is already, I saw an article right before we started, but I didn't read it, but saying that Apple's already won CES and it hasn't even started yet because that's what everybody's talking about. Like, there's cool TVs and this will be the year of the TV, I think. I mean, CES is always about big TVs, but I think there's going to be a lot more going on, but everyone's going to be talking about, you know, well, will this hold up when Apple TV comes out? You know, how is this going to... How is it going to compete? Are they going to be able... You know what I mean?
I get it.
So it's interesting, and whether or not Apple actually has anything to do with this, I'm sure they love it. Who are you waving at? The fans?
I'm just waving to peeps.
But yeah, we'll see what happens with the Apple TV. I don't know. Did I say in our prediction show I didn't think it would come out this year, right?
Correct. You said you did not think it would come out this year.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I still think... Anyways.
Moving on from Apple. I really think that's actually all the Apple we have this week. So, well, sort of. Well, we'll just move. The only other semi-related Apple thing is an Apple app went on sale on eBay this week.
Boom.
Some person who built... Did they build it?
He built it.
He built this app. Was it a game?
Yeah, it's called Buckshot, and it's a scavenger hunt game. I'm not sure how it works, but it involves multiple people.
And it's a free app, but yep. He makes money off ads, he said. He claimed $300 a month or something?
$300 a month.
Is what he made on ads. And so Now, see, the weird part is, he said it's super easy to maintain, but yet he's selling it.
Right.
Well, I think, which seems kind of contradictory.
No, yes and no, but I think he... thinks
that he can make more money all at once.
The time invested might be to help fund another project, possibly. That's what I see.
Did you check it at all since we've talked about it earlier?
Yep, it ended yesterday.
Okay,
no,
so
it ended earlier today, sorry.
So anyway, so this guy put his app, complete ownership of this app, for sale on eBay. Put it up for auction.
And the only cost that you have is you have to pay the developer's fee.
Which is $100 a year.
$100 a year, and... So, there was one other fee, I thought. And then Apple gets a third of any money you make,
right.
Yep.
Because that's the way it is with everything, 70-30.
So he started the auction at 99 cents. When
we looked at it on
2 days ago.
Tuesday, it was at $200 when I saw it first.
Oh, it was at $5,000 when I saw it.
Oh, see, the first time I saw it, it was at $200. And I thought, well, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, no. It sold today. It sold an hour ago. I think it'd be an hour ago, for $16,600.
That's so crazy.
But what you get with it is, I think he said there was 20,000 members.
Like, have already downloaded it?
App, yeah, 20,000 app users. So that's 20,000 people, $300 a month. So that's what, $3,600 a year?
The nice thing about having that many people is, I mean... Let's say an app developer that already has an app started or just finished and bought this. All of a sudden, they have 20,000 people. They can do an update to that app, push out a pop notification to bring them to this other app.
Exactly.
And suddenly, you have all these people looking at your app that normally you would have got.
It would have just gotten in the
wash in the app store. I mean, there's so many. I mean, you know, that's the cool thing about that. The iOS app store is far ahead because it came out first. And, you know, that's where the developers go first. As of right now, anyway. Could be changing this year. Who knows? But But the downfall of that is the fact that there is so many apps that so many apps just don't even get noticed, you know? It's hard to get any traction for anything that isn't a big name or... I mean, I feel like... Like, let's take Oink, for example. I mean, that got put right away into the top of the travel section, and it made App of the Year in the... Or App of the Week 1 week, and it... But I feel like that's because it had the... I feel part of that is the big name behind it, you know? Like,
oh, definitely.
Because it got pushed to the front forefront of...
Well, Kevin has made a name for himself in the tech industry.
Right.
I mean, there's so many people that say, you know, like, Kevin never fails. You know, like, anything he invests in does good. So I think... And he's built up that reputation. So I think everybody... Like, when he recommends a product, it's... I mean, even if it's his product,
and they even did when Fab first launched, because he was an investor, and Ashton Kutcher was an investor, and they both sent out a tweet with a code, and they tracked all the sales based on that tweet for a month or 2 months or something. Like, so anyone who signed up via that tweet, anything they bought was attributed to a sale of Kevin. Like, so they tracked how much money Kevin made them and how much Ashton made them. And Kevin just smoked him. But on the other hand, he's in the tech, like...
Well, everybody that follows him is... That's what they live and breathe,
basically. It's tech, it's early adopters, it's people that are really good. I mean, and that's when I joined Fab, was off his tweet. I've bought things, I guess, because we bought those cards, but... I mean... But yeah, but I think... And when he talked to the guy from... They make the Ocarina app, Smule. And he said, you know, it's a lot easier for us now because we have such big apps that whenever we push out a new one, we can just automatically...
I suppose they figure they'll be getting a third at least, or, you know,
they'll at least download it. I mean, and when they launch things, I have one of their apps, and I always see it because it pops up. They add a pop-up in their update, or...
That's how they get you.
So maybe that's why someone spent so much money on it, I guess, is where we were going with that. I mean, that could be one possibility, or they really think that they could...
Or they could even develop it to...
Or maybe they think they could just sit there and collect $300 forever, I don't know. We'll see how long that lasts for them, I guess, but... Because all the money is being made off iAds. It's just advertising. But that was the only other semi-Apple-related thing we had today, so I just thought I'd get that out of the way now as well. Do you have anything you want to say about Android apps?
Nah. It's pretty slow for them.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, actually, they hit 400,000 apps in their market, and that's after I read a stat, and I don't remember what it was. It was something like 4,000 apps have been deleted from the store by Google developers because they are, like, virus-related type things. So and there was a bar graph showing like iOS apps, like how long it took them to reach 400,000 versus Android, and it was funny, they both hit 400,000 at like the same
point in their life.
But
2 years or something.
Apple's graph was like at first it was like a 15 degree slope for like 2 years, and then it just went, I mean, super sharp, and it went there. And Android sort of started out the same way, but then within the last year, it only took a year for it to hit. I mean, we just talked about them hitting their 300,000 apps not too long ago. So the time that they've hit from going to 100,000 apps was less than a year.
Well, and what'd they say over, what did we talk about last week? We said over Christmas, they, activated how many devices, like, on Christmas alone or something?
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, 3 point some million.
I mean, their strategy is flooding the market. Well, it's not even really their strategy. Their strategy is let's advertise. But everyone is using it, and it's flooding the market. And so the apps are going to... And I remember when I heard this stat, I also heard that, did you say already, how many percent of those are free? Like 64% of them are free, or...
Yeah, no, I didn't say, but I know tons of them are.
I know it's a high percentage, because I thought that was a big thing, but...
I know, I want to say, was it Patrick Norton? No, shoot, who's the guy that runs Paul Theriot?
He's a Windows Weekly.
Yeah, he runs Windows Weekly and runs a big Windows blog. He was he wrote a blog article talking about Android hitting 400,000 apps finally, and one of my predictions was that Android finally takes over, like in all things, like takes over as in like market dominance.
Like people build app first, Android first.
Exactly. And he said the exact same thing. He said this is going to be the year for Android where developers basically take Android as a serious threat to...
I saw another Android stat last night. Guess how many Android devices, or did you see it? How many Android devices are running Ice Cream Sandwich?
0.06%?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Or 0.6%.
0.6%. Yeah, so that's pretty solid, right?
But... it's so ridiculous. It's such a silly stat because the only devices running it right now are the Nexus.
All of the Nexuses now have the, because they were gonna update the Nexuses, the old Nexuses.
Right.
The but Samsung then they pushed Galaxy then they Nexus pushed it back.
Is the only one right now that has it. So even saying 0.6%, like that's an that's alone.
Quite a few Nexuses sold at least, right?
Because how I mean. How long has it been out in the States?
It came out December 15th.
So, 2 weeks? 3 weeks, almost?
Almost a month.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Or, I guess, or people with custom ROMs also have it. One of the guys in chat is a big... he had an iPhone, and he switched to Android, and has just been a huge lover of Android ever since, so...
Well, Ice Cream Sandwich just, it looks phenomenal, so.
Oh, man. I'm kicking myself. I was going to go to the mall with Lydia this last weekend, but I was like, I don't want to deal with everybody. And she got there, and she's like, because it was on New Year's Day, and she's like, yeah, it's seriously dead here. And it's like, gosh, dang it. I wish I would have.
Went and played with the Nexuses. Mm-hmm. Nexi.
Nexi.
Yeah, I mean. Well, and while we're talking about the Nexus, it leaked today that Sprint is going to get the Galaxy Nexus soon. It didn't say exactly when, but it said it would be the first LTE phone on Sprint.
It's killing me.
That it's coming to Sprint?
Yeah.
Or that it's not coming to T-Mobile?
Both.
And the odd thing about it was that it said it was going to have a 1.5 gigahertz processor, dual core instead of the 1.2 that the current Nexus has, which seems pretty interesting. I don't know. Do you think that's an odd change to make?
No, it doesn't surprise me because I'm guessing
as a carrier different, like
because I'm guessing. To me, that sounds like when we were talking before the show started, that it's quite possible that it might not come out till mid-year, and that sort of makes that would. Go along then with that sort of time frame, but I mean it could all be complete speculation at this point as well.
Yeah. Do you think then that they would update the Verizon phones? Then they would start selling those at 1.5, or would it just be Sprint's?
See, because they both run on the same. They're both.
I think. Well, I'm not 100% sure what Sprint is building, because they don't have they have something completely different right now, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think they're GSM or CDMA.
Really?
They would have to be, I think.
I'm pretty sure they have to be. Well, I mean, unless...
I don't have Sprint, I don't know.
I don't know.
Anybody I think have they have Sprint SIM cards. There?
Do they have SIM cards?
But well, that would make sense then, I guess, if they were just building a GSM one. Maybe that means when the T-Mobile right. one comes out, then... But no, because they make the GSM ones now unlocked, because that's what they sell in Europe.
But those are European ones.
But you could buy it and put your SIM card in it.
Right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
And Sprint announced today that they're going to launch LTE mid this 2012 in four cities.
2012?
In mid 2012. Yeah, 2012.
Just checking.
4024.
Nice.
It's going to take a while to build the network. They're going to launch it in Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, which, I mean, we talked about this too. Three of those cities are in Texas, as odd as that is. You'd think they'd want to spread it out a little more, or maybe hit, you know, New York or San Francisco or...
Somewhere where people matter.
Yeah, I mean, who cares about the people in Texas, right? I don't think we have anyone from Texas listening, but You never know.
Well, and if you're from Texas and you're listening,
you probably have oil, so whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We couldn't figure out if maybe the laws are different there, that it's easier to build, or if it's just because of the geography of the flat nature of the state, or...
Who knows? If you know why, let us know.
Fans@bleedgeek.com.
Otherwise, we just make fun of... We're just making fun of Texas.
We're just making... yeah, we're just throwing out random guesses at this point.
You heard it here first.
Because AT&T launched also in Texas, the same three cities, I'm pretty sure, in Texas as well. Although they are based out of Texas, I know. That was thought to be part of the reason. And AT&T also launched today, I believe, in like 15 new markets. They opened up their LTE a little more. And in both New York and San Francisco were some of their new markets. But none of the markets were in Minnesota. I know there was one in North Carolina. There's just weird... They're weird cities, like... Just, like, random ones. And I don't know what it is that... What makes them decide where to put it, but... It is what it is, I guess.
It's true. CES is next week?
CES starts Tuesday.
CES is the Consumer Electronics Show. It's basically your gadgets. If you're a gadget person, you live for this.
Well, even not a gadget person, I think a huge part of it, consumer electronics, TVs. I mean,
well, I guess a TV is not really a gadget. If you're into electronics.
But I guess most people don't care as much about the specs of their TV either. But if you're listening to the podcast, then you probably care, at least a little bit.
Or maybe you don't.
Yeah, but anyway, CES is coming.
Maybe you have a significant other who it matters to.
Yeah, CES is coming up, though.
Yeah, so I heard there's going to be some pretty cool... it's going to be the year of TVs and ultrabooks.
Definitely. And what was the quote that you thought was going to be the...
Thin is
like in. The motto of CES, essentially?
Thin is in. Everything that I've seen... For rumors for what's going to be shown is, you know, thin TVs, thin ultrabooks, thin
TVs,
people, and I made that one up.
It's true. We did
thin DVDs,
thin wallets since they're in Vegas.
Oh, nice!
And gambled it all away.
It happens.
The first of the thin things that I saw the other day that is rumored to be coming out is a 55-inch OLED by LG. I think, I want to say they said it was going to be 8 millimeters. That doesn't seem like, maybe it was 4. No, 8's got to be about right.
8, that's less than a centimeter.
Right, no, 8 centimeters.
You said no. 8 millimeters. It would be 8 millimeters.
Yeah.
Because 8 centimeters would be 4 inches, and that would be stupid.
Yeah, 8 millimeters. But that's still, like...
8 millimeters.
I think that's the size of my phone. I think that's 8 millimeters.
Yeah.
So I think that's what they're comparing it to.
That'd be about right.
I think maybe they said it was thinner than that, but around that.
I can't even imagine.
Like.
Don't shoot that definitely with an airsoft gun.
Yeah, it'd go right through, right? The weird thing is, like, the HDMI ports have to be about that size, so I wonder...
I wonder if at the bottom, though, like, it
they were talking about
thin or thicker at the base or something.
They were talking, because I saw it, they were talking about it on TNT.
Or what if?
And they were talking about a cord basically running out of the back to a box on the ground where all your ports would go and the power supply would be.
What if it was built into the stand?
Well, then they would have, well.
Oh, what about people that, I guess,
mounted on the wall? Yeah.
That cable's logical.
Yeah, like a cable that runs out of it and then.
Kind of like a power strip for stuff.
Well, like, even, like, if you have an Xbox, I mean, the power cord runs, I mean, not that that's not a huge connector as well.
Thing is,
but then the power box that it hooks up to is...
How obnoxiously large is the Xbox power supply?
It is retarded.
Seriously.
I hate it.
That's my venting about Xbox.
No, I hate, and how loud mine is. I don't know, is yours loud?
I put a
Oh, you new put new fan fans in it.
You but, should hear it on low.
But you used to it. Have it. It's, like, it's really loud. The PS3 is loud, too, but I have a... first gen of those too, so
you should get a new fan for it.
I don't use it enough where it matters.
You should just give it to me then.
I don't think so. Moving on. But anyway, a crazy, crazy thin TV, which will be insane to see, I think. And but they're talking about it costing like just under $10,000 for a 55-inch. So that's pretty insane. Like, they're talking like $8,500. Seems like a lot.
Well, but, TVs just but in the last 2 years, think how much they've dropped.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I mean, think about before, like a 40-inch LCD cost that much at one point, which seems pretty crazy. But, and you were just showing me an Ultrabook that you saw.
Yes, I closed it, but it was from LG, and it had some funky... let me see if I can find it.
The Razer. Oh, that's not what it was called. I made that up.
That's a phone. It's a Z330.
It's some stupid name.
Yeah, it looks... If you're familiar with the look of a MacBook Air, it's fairly similar, where, you know, it has the aluminum case.
Is it tapered, too? Does it look tapered?
Yeah.
Like the MacBook is tapered to the... Yeah,
but... See, and the only reason why I think it's tapered is because of the ports.
The ports, right. Yep. No, I agree fully.
So, but it's, yeah, it's super thin.
And it has like to connect.
The screen, is thinner than...
It's like this, kind
of. The screen is thinner than the body of the entire thing. Like, yeah, I bet you it's probably about the size of the iPad.
It's got to be...
I bet you it's thinner.
I bet this is the base. You think?
No, I bet you it's thinner.
You think it? No, because...
Yeah, Mike. It's going to be thinner. At which point? The thickest point is going to be probably that.
Yeah. A little bigger. And this is probably bigger than the thinnest point.
Yeah.
I think this is the middle.
Yeah.
But anyway. It's
ridiculous.
It's
thin. It's ridiculous.
Thin is in, right?
Yeah. And it's got... It's... I mean, it's an Ultrabook. So, like it sounds, it has power behind the... package. So it's got an i7 processor in it, comes with 8 gigs of RAM, solid state drive, either 128 or 256.
Is there a price?
No prices, because it's all speculation for CES.
Oh, they don't even know if those are the specs?
The specs are for
legit?
Sure.
Legit?
Yeah.
I bet it's $1,500 at least.
Being that much RAM,
yeah, the RAM and the processor are why
and
at least I bet drive. I bet 1800.
I bet it'll be mid thousands.
You think?
Yeah, 15 to.
Our over under? Our over under? 16.
I would say over under would be 16.
1650.
Yeah, we'll say 1650. I'll say under.
I'll say over.
All right. Heard it here.
That's not good.
What's that?
Nothing.
All right.
Tell you later. Anyway, and there was another the HP Spectre. There's a video for
Scepter.
Was that what it was?
Yeah,
Scepter. Even well, it's like a ghost. Either way, right?
Right.
It's they didn't actually show it. There's like a little clip that leaked of it. Like a little teaser trailer that I think they actually leaked themselves. But you know, what can
they
do?
They do that.
Yeah,
they do that from time to time.
But. But that looked very small, and the HP just released their Folio 13, I believe it's called, which is a little bit of a thicker Ultrabook. I don't know, you know, why don't they just call them laptops? It's what laptops are becoming.
Right.
So.
Well, no. Yeah, I think
they're still laptops. They're just.
See, to me, I think
they're like.
I think the thin laptops, the Ultrabooks right now, should be laptops, and then Ultrabooks should be what the gaming, like...
That would make more sense, really. Like, bigger would books be, would be Ultra, like, right. Like, why don't they call them thin books?
Now they're going to be extreme books.
Or why don't they call it,
books and
folder books instead of notebooks. Folders are thinner than notebooks, right?
Unless you have no paper. In your notebook.
But then, it, yeah...
Then it's just a metal spiral. And
then it's just
covers.
A cover.
But you could still have a piece of paper.
Anyway, we digress. I don't even know what you're talking about. But HP, the Folio, they said is the first, like, it's a pretty good, I saw a good review of it that said, you know, it's one of the best Ultrabooks out there now, but it's bigger and thicker and heavier. Like, it's in all, but which makes it why it's better, probably, because it's better hardware. So that's, I think that's where people have the biggest problem, is they try to cheap out on the hardware to make it thin, and I think that's what, that and the trackpad.
Trackpad.
Which they said it didn't have the best still, but it had better than most.
They just need to do what Lenovo does and just do the little button in the middle.
Yeah? You like that a lot?
It's extreme. It's better than going shh, 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 shh. It's just like...
I just use as many keyboard shortcuts as I can.
As do I.
But that's just me. But I think this year we are going to see a ton of Ultrabooks at CES. And a ton of TVs, obviously. That's what it's known for. And I think Tuesday, right off the bat, we're going to see a new Windows phone because Steve Ballmer is doing the keynote. And Windows, it's Windows last year, so they probably want to go out on a bang. Do you feel like Windows phones are going to catch on at all, or do you think they're dead in the water?
Dead on arrival? I would like to say that I'd like to see them do good and be competitive in the market, but my honest opinion is I saw a graph showing market share where iPhone sits, where Android sits, and...
a little sliver of an iPhone, Windows phone.
Well, it was like a bar graph over the years.
Right.
And showing like how iPhone and Android have taken off. And Windows phones, they did really good on it when they came out, but they've been slowly... kind of fiddling up, fizzing out. So I feel like that trend is going to continue.
Well, I don't know. I think CES will be the big test. Like, I think if they come out with something, I think it would have already leaked. I think it would already leaked, really.
They make, I mean,
if they launch,
to give them credit, they make good phones.
Yeah.
Their operating system is smooth.
Because we talked about it. Is it the Nokia 710 that just was released on T-Mobile? Or is going to be released? Or was it released? It was coming in January, so it might be out. I couldn't remember if it was the beginning or the middle. I feel like it was the middle. But also, there's the 800 that's already available in Europe, which they say is like a true competitor to the iPhone / ice cream sandwich. Something in that same ballpark. And I think if they don't at least announce a release for it, I think they might as well give up, because they need to be able to compete with the top. Those are the top two phones. I mean, right. I mean, if they're going to be like, yeah, in six, it's the same thing with their tablets. Like, they're like, well, we're making tablets. They'll probably be out in a year. That's great. There'll be an iPad 4 by then. And, a Zoom HD 720.
Or Apple will be LTE. Falling off the face of the earth because Steve is dead.
That's just not nice.
It's always a rotten apple in the bunch, Mike.
That's true. Man, he's a rotten apple.
One rotten apple spoils them all.
Does it really?
Yep.
I'll take your word for it.
It's something. There's a saying, like, something like that. Something about rotten apple.
I think you're making it up. But anyway.
Oh, no. One rotten apple spoils the bunch.
Did you just look it up?
Yep. Anyways.
I don't know. Anything else going on? He's crazy. Sprint announced, they admitted that they throttle the top 1%, kind of, even though they always say we don't throttle our customers like everybody else. But in their defense, 1% is a lot less than 5% like everybody else does, or 10%.
It's true.
And they also said that I could honestly see abuse at that point to an effect. Like, if it's really that small of a market. It's funny, though, that they said it. I don't know if it was in a private meeting that they actually admitted it. The CEO. Is his name Dan Hesse? Is that the guy? CEO of Sprint? Does that sound right? I'm going to go with it. But he's the one that admitted it. But it was in, like, a shareholders meeting or something. Which I think maybe those are televised. But it still seems weird that they would announce it. And the last bit of news I have is Netflix is kind of going for HBO. They actually have original content. We probably didn't talk about that. Coming out February 6th, I believe. I also may be making that date up, but I'm still going to go with it.
Got to roll with it.
But Lilyhammer is the name of the show. It actually stars If you ever watched The Sopranos, Dante Sylvia?
Pepe
Sylvia? No. Tony's right-hand man in The Sopranos, his consigliere, is that the right word?
Concierge.
Whatever. Anyway, he's also the guitarist in the E Street Band. Doesn't matter. He is a star, and it's a mob show. So, it looks interesting. But, and then they have their other, they still have the House of Cards in the work. But anyway, they basically came out and said they're going for HBO. HBO came out and said, well, we're not going to give you discs anymore then. So you can just go buy them yourself. Like, not, I mean, they were still buying them, but it's more like a wholesale, so they're probably getting them cheaper. Because obviously Netflix still does discs, even though they don't want to.
Right.
Which we've covered multiple times. But, so they're kind of having a little battle now, it seems. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm interested in seeing what the Netflix, how good of a content they can really bring. It's all, I think they said it's in Finland that they are filming it all, and it'll actually be on TV in Finland, but in the United States, Canada, Latin America, it'll be on Netflix as exclusive content to that. So, we'll see. There's a little trailer for it somewhere. I don't know. It's probably on Netflix. I don't know, but I've seen it. It looked decent.
Oh,
and I like that guy, so... Dante... Steven Van Zandt, I believe, is the actor's name. Probably making that up, too, though.
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No.
Oh. That'd be a better show, I bet.
Clearly. But yeah, so Netflix and HBO boxing.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, though, because HBO is kind of stepping on Netflix's toes with their HBO Go app. And now they have a channel, and they have that app available in the Roku box, which is the real reason I want it.
Yeah.
So.
I only have one other thing just to talk about. I meant to bring it up when we talked a little bit about Google. They are actually going to be hitting up CES this year with Google TV being branded into a bunch of Vizio's televisions. Actually, I think it's their entire lineup that they're showing off this year.
Which, actually, I believe we alluded to in our predictions show.
That is true.
Is that...
That is...
My guess was that... I think we agreed that... they would have a ton of brands would launch with Google TV built in at CES.
That is correct. Well, and it's funny because everybody thought that Google TV was just going to kind of roll over and die, you know, because so many people were not happy with it. But
which is funny because it's still got good reviews. Okay. Like, I don't know. I've never used it myself, so it's hard to say.
Right.
But
I'm in the same.
It seems odd. So if anyone has a Google TV and wants us to come chat with you and play with it.
It's just funny looking at Google TV and how they're going about it, because it's the exact same way that they're going about Android, is they built an OS.
They're going to flood the market?
Giving it to makers. But this time they actually have a head start, at least, going against Apple. So it's cool.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with it. I'm interested to see where it goes. And in our chat room, someone does have it, and they say it is amazing. It's built into their dish, I guess. Which seems weird, actually. Kind of not.
No, it makes sense, though.
Dish. Why wouldn't they? Because they're doing weird things, too.
Yeah.
They're going to buy T-Mobile and hook up with Sprint and have a conglomerate.
They're going to have babies.
They're going to make babies. Heard it here first. Little Sprint T-Mobile dish babies. And now the show's just getting weird. So,
yeah. So I think that about covers it for this week.
Someone asked if hopefully they do something with Sage TV. Yeah, because so far they've just been sitting on it.
Yeah.
Is that Todd? Does that help?
Yes.
I figured that would make sense.
Yeah, because he's the only one
that would know.
No.
Well, I mean,
he's the one that introduced me to Sage.
Oh, right. No, I mean, yeah.
Anyways.
That's our show.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
We're just cut like that, right?
No? Yeah. Todd says he's the only one who has a Sage TV and a Windows phone.
That's true. In Minnesota, probably.
Anyways, so if you want to keep up to date with us, check out our website, bleedgeek.com.
That's true.
Well, with the holidays around, we were kind of slacking, and there wasn't enough to even to make a daily geek.
We took a hiatus as well, of sorts.
Yeah, but
CES, I'm sure they'll be
hitting
hopping right back.
Yeah, it'll be hitting full strength again, coming up.
We're coming out of our coma, our holiday coma.
That's true. But if you have a question for us, feel free to email us. fans@bleedgeek.com. You have something to say?
No, keep going.
You could give us a call if you want. We've got a hotline. It's 406
Bleed Geek Hotline.
Bleed Geek Hotline, 406-79-GEEKS. Or Mike, that is
406-794-3357.
Nice. What am I missing? Follow us individually. Oh, Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
At Bleed Geek.
Check out our Tumblr. Not doing anything there.
Yeah, still not doing anything there.
Someday.
Or you can follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Bleed Geek.
Tell your friends.
Tell your mom.
Tell them to join us every Thursday night, roughly 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, if you or someone you know is a hardcore gamer, you should get in touch with me personally, because I want to talk to you about something that we are working on per Bleed Geek. And I need some video game people, some help in that department.
Do you want music or...
No, I'm fine in those for now.
All right. Games.
Yeah, video games is my weakness right now. So, we have some new stuff we're working on, hopefully rolling out in a month-ish. I said January last time, but it's funny.
That's okay. We can just keep on.
I'm just going to keep pushing it back.
Yeah, tentatively. So you say tentatively, and then you're not...
We're going to launch sometime in the next 6 months. No. There's something else we're working on. A little more mainstream, not quite as... tech geeky, I guess would be the way to put it.
Sure.
But I need, yeah, just get a hold of me at Mike037 on Twitter.
Or send us an email, fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or, yeah, fans@bleedgeek.com. I was going to give my real email, but if they really need it, I'm sure they can find it.
That's true. Or if you have Twitter, follow us individually.
As I already said, at Mike037.
And I'm at Crandall111.
Still.
I know. I said I was going to change it 2 weeks ago. I just want... Oh, whatever.
Whatever.
At the Crandall.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say before we call it a day? Well, that totally rhymed.
Whoa.
That was weird. Not Mike, intentional.
That was a haiku.
I don't...
Just kidding.
With that,
have a good night, and we will see you guys next week.
I'm Mike Girl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And thanks for listening.
Google TV.